أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين. وما أنت بهادي العمي عن ضلالتهم، إن تسمع إلا من يؤمن بآياتنا فهم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with regards to this Qur'an, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relates many of those things in which the Bani Israel had been quarreling and arguing about. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also spoke about the decision and the verdicts of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah. Addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you cannot make the dead hear. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about those people who are living and their existence is physical, but they have not brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have kufr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to them. He invites them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not accept the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are referred to people who are dead. Like in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. That the example of that person who remembers his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example is like that of the living and the dead. That when a person remembers Allah Rabbul Izzat, then his ruh and his heart is alive. And when he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they die, and the result is that in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat, such a person is regarded as spiritually dead. So if that is the case, even if one has iman, but then that person that has not brought iman, and he has that fortune of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself inviting that person towards Allah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tilawat and recites the Quran upon him, but he does not take any heed, he opposes the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person is absolutely and totally dead. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not speaking about anything else, but Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the spiritual dead. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ. And you cannot make the deaf person hear the call. And a deaf person again is not that person to whom words are not audible, but it is that person who hears the words. The faculty is existing, the faculty is functioning, but he cannot understand and he does not take heed to the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter at any other time, the da'wat and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he opposes it. And Allah says, إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ, that when they turn on their backs. That on the one hand, the da'wat and the message is being given, and on the other hand, they turn away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيَ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you cannot guide the blind person from his deviation. And here again Allah Rabbul Izzat is not speaking about blindness of the eyes of the face, but this is the blindness of the eyes of the heart, that they have become blind to the truth. They have become blind to all the various signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available that exist, through which one can see and realize and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they have blinded themselves to all these realities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then from their deviation you cannot guide them, because they are blind. They would not want to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then who does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really make here? إِن تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You only make that person here who brings iman in our verses, who brings iman in the Quran-i-Kareem and the verses of the Quran-i-Kareem, those are the people that will hear. In other words, it's not only audible, but obviously they understand the message. They don't only understand the message, but together with that, they realize it and they practice upon it, and obviously they do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then fahum muslimon, and they submit and they subjugate totally to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws a comparison between the two groups of people. The one is that of kufr and the other is that of iman. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks of the people of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they believe in the ayats and in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they submit and they subjugate themselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst those that have iman in the ayats and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because many are those verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rububiyat, the lordship, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. We need to bring iman in all that. Allah ta'ala speaks about His greatness. We need to bring iman in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after bringing iman, we need to submit and subjugate to each and every one of the commandments of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.